Obviously, the crowd is pleased with the news. They're still standing and waiting for the vice presidential nominee designate to speak. Here she is.
Thank you, Vice President Mondale. Vice President, it has such a nice ring to it. I want to thank Fritz Mondale for asking the convention to nominate me as his running mate. This choice says a lot about him, about where the country has come, and about where we want to lead it. Fritz Kollmeyer wrote here the classic American dream. He's right. My father came to America from a little town in Italy called Marchionese. Like millions of other immigrants, he loved our country passionately, but what he loved most about it was that in America, anything is possible if you work for it. I grew up among working people, straightforward, solid Americans, trying to make ends meet, trying to bring up their families and leave their country a little bit better off than when they moved here and found it. Those are my values, too. I have a strong, loving family, my husband John and Laura, who are here with me today, and Don and John Jr., who will be joining us soon. Our neighborhood and our faith are important parts of our lives. So is our work in school, in business, and in the Congress. The people of New York, whom I represent, have a big stake in this election. I believe it today just as I have since 1980. As recently as Monday, I visited two senior centers in my district before I ran out to San Francisco. My people told me they were worried about Social Security and they're terrified about what might happen to the Medicare system. I've talked to parents who can't get student loans for their kids, and I know how unemployment has ripped through some of the families in my district. And I know their fears about the future. They love America and support a strong, sensible defense. But they want nothing to do with reckless adventures in Latin America. And they want to get some talks going and stop this nuclear arms race before it destroys us all. My constituents in Queens are not alone. You know people just like them in Minnesota and throughout our country. They're your neighbors. They're your friends. In fact, I think they're you. And they're the people the Democratic Party has always fought for. In this campaign, I'm going to take our case for a better future to those Americans. I've won their support in Queens because they know I'll fight for them. And I'm eager now to win their support throughout the nation. When Fritz Mondale asked me to be his running mate, he sent a powerful signal about the direction he wants to lead our country.
Testing one.
America's history is about doors being opened. Doors of opportunity for everyone, no matter who you are, as long as you're willing to earn it.
These last few hours, I've got to tell you, I've been on the phone talking with friends and supporters around the country. There's an electricity in the air, an excitement, a sense of new possibilities, and of pride. My good friend Charlie Rangel, the congressman from Harlem, said to me, "Jerry, my heart is full. So is mine." Fritz Mondale knows what America is really about, and I'm honored to join him in this campaign for the future. Thank you.
And so you have it, the remarks by Geraldine Ferraro, the woman named to be Walter Mondale's running mate, the first time in our history that a woman has been named to the ticket of a major political party in this country. In his speech announcing that he was naming Mrs. Ferraro, a 48-year-old congresswoman from Queens, New York, Mondale said it was a difficult choice, but he said the choice became clear to him in recent days that his campaign will honor what he called basic American values and those who embody them. And he referred to the Constitution, the words saying, "We the people." He said that's not just the rich and not just men. And in her speech, Mrs. Ferraro said that this is the classic American dream. She referred to the fact that she comes from an immigrant family, her father having come to this country from Italy. Said she grew up in a working-class family. And she said that people in this country are concerned about such things as jobs, being able to get student loans, Medicare, and then she sort of took a swipe at the administration's foreign policy, saying, however, they do want a strong defense, but they want nothing to do with reckless adventures in Latin America.